Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is 5 Reasons You Could Benefit from Learning How to Code. You don't have to become a coding ninja or guru or anything like that, but learning to code has its advantages. In any case, there is nothing in the rulebook stopping you from learning your way to becoming a coding guru or ninja. The sky is literally the limit. The important thing to keep in mind when learning how to code is that it is nothing less than a personal commitment. You will have to dedicate a fair amount of your time and effort in mastering a task that is new and foreign for most people. Another thing to bear in mind is that coding, like most things, is an activity where you can only get better the more hours you put into it. Here are some of the reasons why learning how to code can benefit you. 1. You train your mind into the art of problem solving. Coding is a real-life exercise into problem solving. The entire process is an effort to turn a real-life situation into a solution, represented in computer code. This involves an abstraction of the idea into aspects that make sense to a computer. The end goal is to make the idea resemble the real-life situation as closely as possible in code. By going through the motions of representing an idea from a life situation into code, the mind goes through an analytical process that can be applicable to life in general. The same skills exercised in this undertaking are equally applicable to problem solving in a wider sense and can find applications in your daily life. 2. You get a better understanding of how computers and software work. If you ever wonder how computers work, you will get a better understanding once you start to code. The basic principles that go into coding a simple application are the same, even for large-scale applications. The only thing that changes for bigger projects is the complication of managing complexities of scale coming into play. Gaining an understanding of how computers and software work will broaden your horizons and enable you to see the world in an entirely new light. You will be able to have a better appreciation of how social media apps and websites come together, or how ride-sharing apps are able to seamlessly facilitate your transportation. Having this kind of knowledge can be surprisingly empowering. Furthermore, if you know something about code, you can communicate better with coders on a project they are carrying out for you or for your organization. 3. You can turn coding into a viable career path. What if you find that coding suits you so well that you start wondering why you did not get into it sooner? With practice, you can even become remarkably good at coding, that it opens more doors for you. When you reach such levels as a coder, you might want to consider turning it into a career path. A career in software development is an interesting and challenging one. There are lots of areas into which you can branch out and specialize. You might choose to work on desktop applications, maybe even web or mobile applications. There are possibilities to work in a large firm or small one, if that suits you better, or you may even branch out on your own as a freelancer, or even launch your own startup. 4. You get bragging rights into an exclusive club. As a coder, you can lay claim to belonging to an exclusive club of individuals who turn ideas into reality via the production of software applications. This gives you bragging rights for having taken on an area and body of knowledge that many find intimidating and are curious about. If nothing more, it can be a conversation starter in certain circles. 5. It's just outright fun. Until you start to code, you would never appreciate how much fun it is. It is the exhilaration of starting with nothing but a problem statement, and after some hours of sitting in front of your computer, coming up with a working solution that others find useful. Going through this process is very exciting. You literally create with your mind and see the results come to life right in front of your very own eyes. What else could be more fun and rewarding than that? Getting started with coding. Coding is a hands-on experience and builds on your accumulated experience on your journey to becoming a better developer. An important aspect of this journey is the ability to self-teach. Do not worry, this does not mean that you will have to learn in a vacuum. But it does mean that you will have to use the resources available to you to chart your own path and pace. There are a lot of free resources to get you started on your coding journey, and most of these are interactive, offering you the learning environment and the tools you need. Rather than giving you too many options to explore, I strongly recommend that you get started with the Code Academy. Just sign up and get started for free. Of course, there are a lot more other resources online to help you along the way, including YouTube, which is also free. There is also Udemy, which I strongly recommend if you have a bit of cash to pay for the courses. Udemy courses are worth every penny. Just watch out for the heavily discounted offers that come up every so often. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.